Perfect.
I'm ready.
Is it going now?
Yes.
All right, so this is the Moapa Town Advisory Board for September 27, 2022, 7 o'clock. I'll call this meeting to order. And we'll start with the, or does anyone want to offer an invocation? Then we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I am Jamie Shakespeare.
I'm Callie Wade.
Lola Egan.
I'm William Pevington.
All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda.
So if it's not on the agenda today.
All right. Item 3, to approve the minutes for August 30th, 2022.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the last meeting.
Second. All right. Item 4, approval for the agenda for September 27th, to hold, combine, and delete any items.
I'll approve it.
Second.
Item 5, informational items. Applications are available until November 15th, 2022 for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Moapa Town Advisory Board for a 2-year term beginning January 2023.
Just want to encourage everyone that's interested to apply. Very simple process. If you go to the Clark County website, there's also a flyer on the table back there with a QR code that you can scan, and it'll take you straight to the application.
To be on this one, you'd have to live in this zip code, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, item 6, planning and zoning. We have UC-22-0437- Las Vegas Paving Corporation use permit for gravel pits on 254 acres in a RU zone, generally located on the east and west side of Meadow Valley Road and Union Pacific right-of-way, approximately 9 miles north of State Highway 168 within Moapa. Hello.
The floor is yours.
Just actually here to answer any questions if there were details anyone was curious about.
Is this the existing? You're not making any changes?
Correct. We're installing our own operation, but it's the former.
It's the same thing that's been going on up there.
Okay. So it's been previously approved. It was just up for review, and they missed the review, and now it's.
Oh.
Now this will be reapproving what has already been.
How long is the approval set for? Do we
10 years?
Oh, okay.
It was previously approved in 98, was supposed to be reapproved in 2007.
Is this another change?
Yes.
Yes.
I make a motion to approve UC-220437.
Second.
All right. Thank you.
No other questions?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. We have to vote on it.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
You didn't say a word.
Yes, well, for approval, like with the disclosure that my spouse works for the company. Two spouses work for the company.
Also, yeah, Callie's.
But,
Motion to approve.
I made the motion to approve.
And Callie seconded. Motion approved.
Perfect. Thank you for remembering that again.
All right, general business, review and finalize the fiscal year 2024 budget request and take public input regarding the budget review or budget request.
So is this the same one we went over?
So do you all have the list of the previous requests?
Right.
So I'm happy to report that the paved lower parking lots has been funded. There will be putting it the water filling machine outside of the recreation center. The portable sign for upcoming events and activities has been funded. Two lights for the West Playground, Southwest Pavilion has been funded, replacing the gym floor with the wooden court has been approved and funded. The pickleball courts with wooden court marking system has also been funded. And also the paint is being assessed now. I know they came out, they're doing some color samples, so that's in motion as well. What's left will be the horseshoe pits, parking lot, lighting to the lower parking lots, soccer fields, the U.S. flags around State Highway 168, and an indoor swimming pool. So
what about the drinking fountain?
He said the water two.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, the two. It'll be it says due to the water and pipes, they will be putting filling machines outside the recreation center.
Okay, that's
so just
fine.
The one.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Wow, yeah, how'd you manage to do this?
No, actually it wasn't me. And then I just want to also note that some of that. The balance from the park tax is going towards programming to keep the rates
right.
The same and staffing and things
right.
Like that. So a lot of these funds weren't from the park tax, but just was from Clark County. So.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
As far as the flags and the lights along State Highway 168, they're not owned and maintained by Clark County, so that was something that she asked me to share with you all. And other than that, you're free to make any additional requests or continue on with the remaining items on the list.
Has this already been set, like, turned? I mean, granted, it's been turned in, but is this, like, our final? Because I remember last year we had, like, 3 months where we...
This will be the final. We discussed it at the last meeting, mm-hmm. So this will be to take a vote, and this will be final and be submitted.
So what's left?
What's left on the parks? Can you tell us?
The balance.
No, the items on our list.
So number 7 is the horseshoe pits. 2 horseshoe pits to the east side of the park, behind the splash pad area.
Okay.
Parking lot lighting to lower parking lots.
Okay.
More soccer fields. We can take off the flags.
Right.
And the indoor swimming pool.
See, we're getting closer to my pool.
But I mean that is a big chunk out of the list.
So. Yeah.
So what if we need? Oh, I guess it doesn't matter because we have separate things: parks, RPMs,
yeah.
And public works.
Yeah.
This can we place those help? Like? RPMs or public works, can we place them in different order? Or does
no,
that
they're going to do these. They're working on funding for those.
Oh, those are already done.
Yeah.
So we just need public works.
The public works. And
can
we can't
we
use
that?
The park money for public works.
So what you can do, you can just say, hey, what has not, we want to submit a request for what has not been funded or initiated, left on the list.
Is there anything else anybody wants to
add to the list?
Right. I don't know anything we wanted. We had a pretty good list. So
is there any way that we can state that we'd want the public works to be completed before, like, the horseshoe pits and the
parking lot? They're two different things.
No, they're two separate budgets.
Oh, okay.
This is that extra tax that you and I pay that Logandale doesn't.
But he said that did not go to that. That extra tax money went to...
Part of it goes to paying... for extra staffing and to subsidize the programs for kids.
Right.
Okay.
But not all of it, only a portion of it.
That
as of last year, I thought it was $89,000, but it's over $100,000 on January that we had sitting in that fund.
What happens to that money when there is no staff there? Do they come in with like a raise, or does that just sit for the previous and rolls over?
It not only supports staff, it supports programming, and then it, like she said, it subsidizes to, so you all have a rate lower for participants than many other many other citizens.
Like the kids that join soccer. Yeah. Our kids up here don't have to pay as much as Lovingdale kids do.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
For soccer,
I think I pay the same.
I'm not going to say soccer, but like the summer program.
I think it's not the sports.
It's
like
the... It's a lot of the programs. Summer programs, things like that.
Yeah, definitely not the sports.
I know, it's just like, I got kids.
$75
cheaper. And I'm not going to say that.
Wow.
Yeah, some the preschool is definitely a huge one.
Do you have an estimate?
Some of it may go towards some of these additions that have been requested. So
do you know how much will be left in our park balance after you do these items that you just talked about?
What I can say that fulfilling these requests is a lot more than
the 100,000.
Yes, far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One project alone may be $100,000.
I don't have anything
to do with that parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to add. I'd like to make a motion just to leave the existing, what isn't done, on the list in the order we have it. Unless you can think of something to add.
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
I think I'm just more flabbergasted than
that. I know that it all got done.
Cool. Yeah. I'll second that. Item 8, comments by the general public. Period devoted to the comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction.
Hi.
That's you.
Okay.
We'll come forward and state your name.
Okay, I am Tassie May. I am here because I'm not sure if I need to ask you guys to add this to next month's agenda, but what is going on is there's a lot of people in town frustrated with our DMV situation. It's really hard to get an in-person appointment. You have to drive to Mesquite on the day that they pick to make the appointment. And if they run out of appointments, even if you're in line, they'll ask you to come back the next month on the day that they pick. And so it's taking some kids 6 extra months to get their driver's licenses. It's a lot. So I started calling people to figure out who could fix this. I started with Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office. They said no. The governor's office said no. I asked them for numbers. Anyways, I finally got to the DMV director's office of the whole state of Nevada. And the secretary said that she didn't even know our situation. She's like, oh, I can jump on and I can schedule an emergency appointment. And I'm like, they don't do online appointments. And she's like, no, I can. In any DMV, I can schedule anyone an emergency appointment. And then she said, oh, I can't. And so I don't even think that they were aware. And so I guess I'm coming here, and I'm not sure what I'm asking you yet, but I know that there's going to be something that we're going to have to do as a community more than just my letter that I wrote. And I'll give that to you guys. But yeah, I'm sure that maybe in the future, if we could put it on the agenda and even have a letter coming from our town boards, that this is definitely something our community needs and could really utilize. So that's why I'm here. I just wanted to let
you. What did the governor's office tell you?
So I talked to them Friday, and then again today. They told me to send an email, and I said, I can have hundreds of people email. And no, please don't. They said, just one for now, because they're not even sure who they need to talk to.
Wait a minute. The governor's over the DMV. they can fix it if they want to.
So the governor's office told me no, so I called and called and called.
That's what I'm saying, though, is he can do it.
Yes. Well, and so I got to, like I said, the DMV director of the whole state of Nevada's office. I talked to his secretary, and she was going to talk to him today, and they're going to try to figure out who to talk to. And so this is very early stages. I'm just coming.
You know what I would do if I were you? Besides ask us to put it on for our next agenda, I would write a letter to the editor and say that the governor refused to, and it'll get fixed because it's election year, and he's up for election.
That's a good idea. So, yeah, it wasn't him personally.
But his office
said, we've had multiple calls. We can't deal with this. Yes. This is out of our...
No, they can deal with it. And they're liable to lose their job or have to go to different departments if a new governor comes in.
So what are you asking? What do you want?
They want to be put on the next agenda.
So, no, I know. But what does she want in the long run? Like, what does she... Okay, does she want us to be able to schedule through Mesquite?
The question we are ultimately asking is, what do we need to do to be able to have a local DMV to service our community?
Not the Mesquite, you want to...
Here.
Like what we had previously.
Because they used to have one in person at the Overton Community Center. And I don't know why they took it away, but it's gone. And the Valley has grown a lot since then. Yeah. Lincoln County only has a little over 5,000 residents. They have their own DMV. Okay. We have over 10.
So that's what we're looking for, is a DMV here.
Yes. So what I am asking for... And that's why I think I'm going to need some more help, is we really could use one here. There are high school kids getting pulled out multiple times, just having to keep going back because they don't have the right things or there's not an appointment yet. Come back next month. Just multiple people are driving multiple days just to get an appointment. Like, right. You're not accomplishing anything. You're just trying to get that appointment. And so... I've just heard this for a couple years now, and I finally just thought, let's do something. Let's do something. So that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Is that letter something that we can do since we're with the county and not with the state?
So typically, the town board is an advisory board, which makes recommendations primarily on planning issues. But you can collectively issue a letter of support, but I would have to get it clear with the DA's office. But as far as putting on the agenda, it may just be
information
similar to what you just did. So typically public comments is you get 3 minutes to make a comment. There's no discussion, but
so if we get the clear for us, I don't have an issue.
Well, it's a community concern, and the town advisory board deals with all community concerns.
I understand, ma'am, but let's keep it to, so typically public comments, she states her name, she says her record, and for the clerk's recorder's offices, has to be one person at a time. So after she's finished, you're more than welcome to state your piece.
Well, to get on the agenda, we should be able to do that.
Yeah, so if we get the clear, I have no problem.
I'm just explaining the role of the board so that she doesn't think that.
I just thought you guys more than anybody.
Well, it's a community.
Could be helpful.
I understand that, Will, but I know with Partners in Conservation, when there was public land issues, we would help the town board draft letters so we could submit comments. So
yeah, what I said is with the DA's approval, it'll be possible to submit a letter.
We don't need the DA involved.
Well, it's a legal board that we have to follow, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, I just wanted to be clear that it's an advisory board.
Yes.
So that it, to the extent of what can be done from the board.
We can ask, but that doesn't mean things actually are going to happen.
And that's what I just almost wanted, if we need a letter of support, if you guys could do that. So that's...
And they can, yes.
So
if they want to.
Do you want me
one person at a time,
to
please.
Give you what I sent them, or...
Can we put that in the record?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I'm like, it's not a very elegant letter, but it's what I sent them.
It doesn't matter.
So,
awesome.
Okay.
We'll put it in there.
There you go. All right. It just got sent today. So, okay. Thank you all.
Is there another comment?
Oh, I'll make a comment about the DMV. Yes. I'm Sherry Lyman, Moapa resident. And yes, that DMV up there is ineffective, inefficient, and it costs us a lot of time, money, and energy to have to go up there. We used to have a DMV down here. And I don't know, maybe it's because Mesquite Incorporated and got fancy and took away the DMV, but it's time for us to get our own DMV for the Valley. Because I was up there Monday, and I would guess at least half, if not more, of the people were from Overton, Logandale, and Moapa, not Mesquite and Bunkerville. Okay? And besides, that one woman in there not only misleads and tells lies, but she's so obnoxious. Every time I go up there, the first thing I have to put on my to-do list is to stay off the news. Okay? Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments?
I do. Except for Blake's not here, but that's okay. Did you guys see the notice in the paper a couple weeks ago about public comments for the solar plant?
No.
Yeah. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is going to have some public meetings on October 11th. And October 12th, they're virtual meetings. And
where are the meetings taking place?
They're virtual.
They're all virtual?
It says virtual. And then you can make comments on them. So I know that we were concerned about solar plants.
How do you...
Was that for the
how do you access
solar that's coming
right
up here?
No, that's the draft EIS. I'll post this on the Warm Springs page.
Okay. Is that for the solar that's coming up here?
It says the Yotham Solar Project, generating 138 megawatts using solar power. Let's see. On an area of approximately 1,400 acres of tribal trust land on the Moapa Indian Reservation. It's near, about 30 miles northeast of Clark County, of Las Vegas. It doesn't say the exact location, but there's a 45-day comment period. So that's the only one I'm aware of that's coming out this way.
Well, the Moapa Indian Reservation, they have a ton
going
up right now.
But 30 miles northeast of Clark, of Las Vegas?
Yeah. Y-A-T-H-U-M-B. Solar project?
EIS.
And that's how you view the
document.
Virtual meeting and the documents, and then you can call in. They have a phone number.
Let's see. No, you can join by telephone or you can do Zoom.
But what's the Zoom?
The virtual meeting can be accessed via the link on the project website.
Okay.
So you go to the project website and then you can
do
them. And they're at 1:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. the time, so.
Those are great times.
What?
Those are great times.
Yes, they always are.
All right. Any other comments? No? All
right. I just want to give you guys a heads up, too, that they'll be appointing a member from the board to CDAC Committee, Community Development Advisory Committee, so if you want to think about it. And that next meeting, it'll be on the agenda where you all can vote to
what,
want to serve on that.
What does that entail?
They vote on funds that are allocated to community housing projects, a lot of different development projects.
So it's
I sat on that board a couple, like two, three, maybe 4 years ago I sat on that board. It's actually quite informational, quite interesting, and kind of awesome, where you get to be a part of the decision making of where funds go to for different
projects
and different community outreach programs, housing type deals. Yeah, it's
okay. That was
pretty
just
neat. Yeah, it's not like so there are people from all around Clark County, and they come in like once a month in the evening time.
I think it's a total of three meetings, right?
Yeah.
Is it like quarterly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like I went through quite a. Maybe it just seemed like that, but
They even did like a little tour of all the places, and they took you to all like the different sites so you can see before all the decisions were made. It was pretty neat. All right. Other comments? Last minute comments? No? Okay, next meeting, October 25th, 2022. It's adjourned.
Are they always at 7?
Yes.
Yes.